morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever listening to this podcast. This is Pastor Edo coming your way this morning with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercies endure it forever. The Bible turns with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse number 4, a very popular quotation. Let's turn our scriptures to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. Let me read from the King James version of the scriptures. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. These were the exact words of the Apostle Paul in his epistle to the brethren in Philippi. Amen. If I'd Paul write a thank you letter to the brethren in Philippi for their help in his hour of need, and Paul used that opportunity or that occasion to send along some instructions on Christian unity. In fact, Paul's central thought was simple. He made it clear that only in Christ are real unity and joy possible. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul made a passionate appeal to the brethren in Philippi, and he besieged Herodias and Syntyche that they may be of the same mind in the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul besieged Herodias and Syntyche that they may be of the same mind in the Lord. Herodias and Syntyche were women in the church in Philippi, and there was a misunderstanding. So Paul besieged Herodias and Syntyche that they may be of the same mind. Hallelujah. The word rejoice is from the Greek word kraio. The word rejoice is from the Greek word kraio, meaning to be cheerful. Meaning to be cheerful. That is calmly happy or well off. Hallelujah. Kairo means rejoice. Rejoice means kairo in the Greek, meaning to be cheerful. Amen. Meaning to be cheerful. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Why the need to rejoice in the Lord always? Why the need to be joyful in the Lord always? The Apostle Paul urges us to rejoice in the Lord always. Let's consider some of the reasons why we should rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. The first one I would like us to consider is our request is made known to God. Our request is made known to God. Whatever we tell God in our prayer and supplications, God answers us. And for that matter, you and I need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Because through prayer and supplications, God listens to our prayer or answers our prayer, we need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Why should we rejoice in the Lord always? Because the peace of God gives us understanding. The peace of God gives us understanding. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse number 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. We need to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should rejoice in the Lord is that the Lord is at hand or near. The Lord is at hand or near. For that matter, our graciousness or moderation be known to all men. Hallelujah. The Lord is at hand or near. And for that matter, our graciousness or moderation be known to all men. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 5. Philippians 4, verse number 5 for the King James. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Hallelujah. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. This is from the American Standard Version of the Scriptures. The King James Version, it, let your moderation be known to everyone, for the Lord is at hand. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should rejoice in the Lord always is that the Apostle Paul was cared for by the brethren in Philippi. Hallelujah. They cared for Paul when he was in need. The brethren in Philippi showed their love towards Paul. Hallelujah. And for that matter, Paul rejoiced in the Lord. And he is entreating us to also rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me had flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse number 10 from the King James. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Hallelujah. Why they need to rejoice in the Lord always? It's because God shall supply all our needs. Hallelujah. God shall supply all our needs. We need to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The reason is that God shall supply all our needs. We need to rejoice in the Lord always because the Lord shall supply all our needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's now read the book of Philippians 4, verse number 19. Philippians 4, verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should rejoice in the Lord always is that Christ strengthens us. Christ always strengthens us. Christ strengthens us in all our endeavors, and his strength enables us to do all things in his name. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse number 13, a very popular quotation. Philippians 4, verse number 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul may declare that he can do all things through Christ which strengthened him. This morning, my prayer is that God should strengthen us in all our endeavors. Hallelujah. Now, the last reason why we should rejoice in the Lord always is that we have no confidence in the flesh. Because we have no confidence in the flesh, but worship God in spirit, you and I must be always joyous or rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always because we have no confidence in the flesh. We worship God in spirit. Hallelujah. Let's turn our scriptures to Philippians 3, verse number 3. Philippians 3, verse number 3, King James Version of the Scriptures. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, verse number 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are some of the reasons why Paul urges to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Because we have no confidence in the flesh, we must rejoice in the Lord always. Because Christ strengthens us, we must rejoice in the Lord always, and again rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God shall supply all our needs, we need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Because the brethren in Philippi cared for Paul when he was in need, Paul rejoiced in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is near or at hand, we need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Because the peace of God gives us understanding, we need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Because our request is always made known to God through prayers and supplications, and God answered our prayers, you and I need to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Lord is a Christian hallmark which we must strive to achieve. Sorrow and pain comes from the devil, and as a result of our sinful attitude, God sent forth his Son, Jesus, to die for you and me, and to wipe away any form of sorrow and pain, and be joyful or rejoice always in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's take our foundation text as a concluding remarks. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast, or from the following media platforms: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, or Spotify for those with Spotify in their country or region. And remember, subscribe to my podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the Word of God. Stay focused, stay in the faith, and never be movable or shakable in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.